Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
What's up? This is G. Wright, and I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Tonight, guys, I'm expecting a great show. We're going to talk about being willing to change in order to grow, in order to become. Before I get started, I'm going to play a little bit of my song, Consecrated for You, while people are coming on.
Take my life.
I'm excited about tonight. Let's hang in there.
Let it be consecrated for you. Take my gift and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. Take my gifts and my plans, let them be used for you. Here's my whole heart and soul, want to be a vessel for your glory. Take my mind, let it be consecrated for you. I know I can come to you, Lord. I know I can come. So I come, Lord, with a humble heart, knowing to be a vessel for your glory. Take mine, let it be. Take my mind, let it be. Take my life, let it be. Take my heart, Lord, let it be. Take my life, let it be consecrated for you.
I'm encouraged. We're live on Blog Talk Radio and on Facebook Live. Again, tonight's message, we're talking about this topic of discussion. We're talking about being willing to change in order to grow, in order to become. You know, I don't know about you guys, but change was a trigger, has been a trigger for me. What's going on, Kenny, Kenny, and then? Change has been a trigger for me. What's going on, Pastor Malik? I don't know about you guys, but change has been something that has been like a trigger for me when it comes to making that transition from doing one thing to doing another thing. It has been a trigger. So these past few years, God has been working with me in going with the flow. I'm going with the flow. What's going on, Bishop Frazier? You know, so that's what God has been doing in my life, been working with, helping me to be willing to go with the flow. So God's like, okay, let's talk about change some more. Again, like I was saying before, a couple weeks talked about staying committed to God in the midst of change. Last week I was talking about living with purpose, and God was telling me, look, being willing. See, we have to become, to get to a point where we become willing to do what God wants to do in our lives. It's all about our will and about us submitting to God and His will. So God's like, okay, look, talk about this tonight, because this is where I'm at. This is where I'm at right now. Being willing to change in order to grow, in order to become. How many of you guys have goals? How many guys have goals? Whether you have a one-year goal, whether you have a two-year goal, five-year goal, a 10-year goal, 50-year goal, you know, if you're going to be here long, right? We still have these goals that sometimes we set up. But, you know, how many of you guys know that we might create our goal and things that we want to happen, but God will order our footsteps if we allow Him to do that. But being willing to change. God's like, look, the reason why some of us don't get to make that opportunity to change because some of us are not willing to do the extra steps that we've got to do in order to get to the next goal, to get to that place where we desire, where I've been praying to get to. Now, for those who are coming through, let me tell you how this works. And I say something to you, we dialogue back and forth. What's going on, Craig? What's going on, Brian? That's how we do here on the show. Again, we do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10. And I know I need to get started because I know some of you guys can go to Greenleaf at 10 o'clock. But being willing to change in order to grow, in order to become. And what God's been talking to me, guys, about is about a tree and its fruit. God's like, you know, sometimes we wonder how come people act the way they act and how come things happen the way they happen. And God was like, tell me, you have to look at people's fruit. You can't just go by what they say. You got to look at their fruit. Look at their fruit. Are they helping people? Are they keep a whole bunch of mess up? Are they trying to do what God has called them to do? You know, you have to look at people's fruit. You know, sometimes we act, what's going on, Rod? We act like we're so shocked. When God said, look at people's fruit, you will know a tree by its fruit. So God was like, look at your fruit, and then what kind of fruit do you have? God asked me a question, let's look at your fruit. So if I can say, I want to be this man that God will use in the earth, then listen, I have to be willing. That means I have to be willing to change in order to grow, in order to become. Because you know, how many of you guys know that if you're not willing to change, you will not grow. If you come stagnant and keep on doing the exact same thing over and over, you will not grow. But if you want to grow, there has to become some kind of change. And if you want to become someone better than you are right now, then you have to be willing to change. You have to be willing to grow in order to become that person that you desire to be. You know? So my first point, this is how we do. You know, first of all, I got to say, I appreciate you guys. And I know I have my boy on here. What's going on, Brian? I know Brian's here because Brian is like, I'm here. I have some scriptures I want to share. Just give me a second, Brian. Brian is on tonight. And I hope you guys are doing well tonight. Again, this is Heart Love Radio Show. And I'm looking for your email, Brian. I'm looking for your email. So I'm going through some of these emails that are in here so I can get Brian, can you just type? Oh, wait a second. Okay. Isaiah 43:18-19. That's what Brian is sharing right now. Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall ye not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness. All right. I didn't already get a chance to finish reading it, Brian, because I just looked at it on my phone, and I'm trying to clear up some things on the computer so I can pull it up over here so it won't take up the screen. But I will get to it. Hey, what's going on? We have Sean says this. We have to change continuously because we are sinners. That's right, Sean. Continuously. It's not just a one time. It's a continual thing. In order to get to the place we need into the heart of God, we have to change because God never changes. All right now, Sean. But we do, meaning we have to change. Because God never changes, but we do, meaning we have to change every day to be after God's own heart because we sin and he doesn't. Sean, thank you, Sean. Sean, wow. I got to tell you, Sean, that was powerful, and I appreciate you sharing that, Sean. That's true. We have to change continuously. See, sometimes we think, I don't know about you guys. I know when I was younger, I was probably thinking, you know, you change, and that's a one-time thing. No, it's continuously. We're continuously living a lifestyle where we're seeking to change and to become more like Christ. It's a continual thing. Thank you, Brian, for typing that. Isaiah 43:18-19. You know, change does not happen by osmosis. You know, sometimes we can say, I want to change. But guess what? There's a difference between wanting to do something and actually doing it. At some point, we have to get to that point where we say, you know what? I've got to put some action behind it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We got to get to that point where we say, I'm going to seek first the kingdom of God. I've got to do something on my end. Let me tell you this, change does not happen by osmosis. And that was Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God. You have to do something. So those are coming through. I appreciate you guys hanging in there. I'm writing this right now. Tonight's topic. I'm getting just let's start. You know, being. You guys doing well tonight? Are you guys doing well? Being willing to change in order. Be willing to change in order to what? Grow. In order to become. You know, the first point tonight, I love what you guys, what I'm trying to share and the scripture. I'm going to get back to it that Brian shared. Change does not happen by osmosis. You know, the thing about it is this. Sometimes, guys, we get to this place where we act as if, or we think that change is going to happen. I want to change. No, you got to do something. And I've already said that part. Listen to this. Newton's third law says, right, for every action, there is a reaction, right? For every action, there is a what? An equal and opposite reaction. You know, you reap what you sow, right? That's another way of saying it. You reap what you sow. What you put out, it comes back. For every action, there is a reaction. You know, change is not happen by osmosis. It's something that we have to do. But I think one of the things that keeps us from doing that sometimes is being accountable. We want to say the things we want to do, but we don't want to be held accountable to that. We don't want sometimes people to hold us accountable to that. Do you guys feel like that sometimes? Sometimes we don't want to be held accountable for the things we say we want to change. Because when we have someone who's there to remind us, hey, you said that you wanted to change in this area, but you're not doing anything that's going to help you to change. Why is this important in my life right now? God's opened up new doors, right, for me. He's blessed me. God's restoring me. You know, and change happens. Like I said, change has been a trigger for me. But you know what? If I want to push forward, if we want to push forward, that means we've got to do some things that we haven't done. And, you know, insanity, doing the exact same thing over and over, expecting a different result. But you cannot get a new result doing the same thing you have always been doing. You can't do that. You got to be willing to do something different. And listen to this. Like I was talking about the thing about the fruit, right? In Luke chapter 6, verses 43 to 45, it says, "For no good tree bears bad fruit, nor again does a bad tree bear good fruit. For each tree is known by its own fruit. For figs are not gathered from thorn bushes, nor are grapes picked from a bramble bush. The good person out of the good treasure of his heart produces good, and the evil person out of his evil treasure produces evil. For out of the abundance of the heart, his mouth speaks." And the thing about that, like I said, personally, God's been talking to me about fruit and about a tree. And then if I'm talking about being willing to change, what am I doing? Am I sowing good? Am I sowing bad? What am I doing in my life? Sean says this: "We do the things we shouldn't, and we don't do the things we should." Sean, you are on it tonight, Sean. Yeah, that's so true. That is so true. But we got to get to that point where we say, no, let me strive. Let me strive. Let me strive to do the things I should do, right? I'm going to read what Sean said, guys. "We do the things we shouldn't, and we don't do the things we should." Yeah. And God's like, look, in order for you to make some kind of progress, you have to do something a little different than what you are doing. And that's what God was telling me. You got to do something a little different. You got to do something a little differently. You know, are you guys feeling me? Am I the only one? Am I the only one who has goals? Or am I the only one striving for goals? I know I'm not the only one striving for goals. But if you find yourself in this place where it's like, okay, do I do the new thing or do I do what I used to do in this situation of change? I don't know about you guys, but God's been doing his thing in my life. And I'm saying I'm willing. And now it's like, okay, boom, here's something totally new. You know, because sometimes we pray, Lord, open up this door, open up this door. Pray for your blessings. Pray for, Sean says, yes, sir. You know, sometimes I say, like, Lord, please, please, please help me. Please bless me. Please open up this door for me. Then God opens up the door, and it's like, what do I do now? And, guys, we're living in this age, you know. I've known you. Went to school years ago. I'm not even say how many years ago. We're getting kind of up there. And God's like, look, it's time for you to go ahead and do those things I've called you to do. Change is not going to happen by osmosis. You've got to do something. You got to be willing. You've got to be willing. You know, Jesus in John chapter 5, verse 30 said, you know, since he was talking about his will, was to do what God had called him to do. We have to be willing to do what God has called us to do. We have to be willing and we have to be open. We have to be open to the change. What's going on, Montreal? We got to be open to the change. You know what? Earlier this morning or last night, I was thinking about, as far as I say this thing sometimes, growing through the change, growing through. And God was like, what's going on, Lion? What's going on, Lion? Lion's in our house. God was like, how come you keep on talking about going through the change? How about going with the change? When you talk about going through something, there's some kind of friction. There's something that's going on, going through. Why do you have to always keep going through? Why do we have to say going through? When God can take us around, he can take us over, he can take us under. We don't have to always go, quote, unquote, through something. And God's like, you don't have to keep on saying going through. How about going with? So you can grow with the change. You know, I know sometimes I say growing, going through it. Okay, I got to read this scripture. Brian sent it to me. Thank you, Brian. I finally got to it. Isaiah 43:18-19. "Remember ye not the former things, neither consider the things of old. Behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a way in the wilderness and rivers in the desert." And I love that scripture right there, Brian, because that's going to go along with what I'm going to say. But I might as well go ahead and say it there. I just read it. I thank you for sharing that, Brian. "Remember ye not the former things, nor consider the things of old." Sometimes we cannot move forward and we can't go with the change what God is trying to do because we're so focused on what God did back then, the way God did it back then. God did it that way well, can't God, and isn't God able to do it this way? Can't God use anyone he wants to use? Does he have to do it the exact same way every time? Isaiah 43:19, behold, I will do a new thing. God is wanting to do a new thing. I believe that God, thank you, Brian, that God is saying, I will do a new thing. My cousin Reggie says, okay, I'm getting this. You getting it, Reggie? You get it? We could say, I want to change. But what are we going to do? What are we going to do to make that change happen in our lives? We have to be willing. No, a friend of mine told me earlier this week, a pastor friend of mine, I guess over the weekend, we need to get to a point where we say, thy will be done, Lord. Thy will be done. Thy will be done. You know, and just say, Lord, have your way in my life. So what God told me, which goes along with what Brian shared just a minute ago, is this. God says, you can grow with the change. Instead of saying through, because for me, you know, I guess I was making it big, I was being dramatic, right? You can grow through it. And God's like, how come you have to always be going through? You know, have you ever met someone they're always going through? What you doing? I'm going through this. I'm growing. I'm going through that. God's like, how about this? You can grow with the change. Listen, don't fight the change process. Sometimes we fight the change process, right? We don't fight the change process. You had prayed to God to bring you through. How many of you guys have done that? Have prayed that God would open up some doors and God would change things. Then God begins to change some friendships. God begins to change some relationships. God begins to open up some doors. Then you're fighting against it. Then you keep on wondering, how come I'm not moving forward? Because I'm fighting against that same thing that God is trying to do in my life, that same prayer I had prayed. But sometimes, you know, we pray and we forget about it, right? What's going on, Kelly? We forget about it. We forget about some things we prayed for, right? So I just want to encourage you tonight, you can grow with the change. With the change that God is trying to do in your life, don't fight against that change you prayed for. Don't fight against that thing that you've prayed that God will open and do in your life. You know, listen to this. Resistance to God's work in your life, right, will slow down your progress. When you keep resisting what God's trying to do, but yet you're trying to say, I'm trying to do your will, Lord. I'm trying to do what you called me to do. God's opened up some doors. And you keep fighting that thing. Whether it's fear or whether it's like laziness, I don't feel like doing this. But listen, it slows down the progress. Some of you guys have some ideas. And God's been waking you up in the middle of the night, showing you different things that's going to come in your life. And you're like, how am I going to do that? And you keep pushing back. You're not even trying. This will encourage you. Go ahead and do that thing that God is calling you to do. And be willing to embrace it and go out there. Hey, Sean says, love you, brother. God, get out, get on. But I appreciate what you're doing. Changes are happening. Amen, Sean. Thank you for coming through, man. I love you, bro. Appreciate you coming through tonight. Have a good one. Catch up with you later, okay? Thank you for the words you've shared tonight. Cheryl says this. My friend Cheryl's here. What's up, Cheryl? Change is essential for growth, all right? If we want to become the masterpieces God created us to be, we must be willing to break out of our comfort zones, painful as it may be sometimes, and succumb to the will of the Father. His will for us is perfect. Amen. First of all, I had to drop the mic on what Sean was saying. Now I got to drop the mic on what Cheryl is saying. You know, let me tell you, Brian, listen, that is a good word right there. Change is essential for growth. And I saw that last night, earlier this morning, and it's like, yeah, change is essential for growth. Thank you, Cheryl. I'm going to have to write that down and put it on my wall. Of course, I'll give you credit for it. You know, that's good. We must be willing to break out of our comfort zones. That's where I'm at right now. That's where I'm at. God was like, look, you can grow with the change. Stop resisting me. You can grow with the change. You know, and I appreciate you sharing that one, Cheryl. You know, and I got to say this. Okay. In Galatians chapter 6, verse 7, right? It says, this, be not deceived. God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. I want to tell you this. What you put out comes back. What you put out comes back. And then in James chapter 4, verses 7 and 8, it says this. Okay, here I am. Here it is. Submit yourselves then to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Why did I read that? Because, listen to this. If we're resisting God's word, are we drawing near to God? Are we submitting ourselves to God if we're resisting him? If we're resisting God, that means what? Are we trying to draw nigh to the devil? It's something to just think about. It says, submit yourselves to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Listen to this. Sometimes if we're fighting and we're resisting what God is trying to do in our lives, then who are we subjecting ourselves to? Who are we surrendering ourselves? I like what Cheryl said about succumbing to the will of the Father. As painful, we must be willing to break out of our comfort zones, painful as it may be sometimes, and succumb to the will of the Father. Getting out of the comfort zone and saying, Lord, I'm going to submit to you. Help me. Because, God has given us free will. God has given us free will to decide. And sometimes we don't want to have that free will because it keeps us accountable. It holds us accountable for our actions, for those choices we've made. So we can't be upset with other people. We can't be upset with God when he's given us free will. Are we resisting what God is trying to do? If there's reconciliation in your life that needs to happen, if you need to make up with some people, make up with those people. Life is too short. In order to change, you have to be willing to grow in order to become the men and women that you feel like God wants you to become. Kathy says this, if you can't change the situation, you have to change the way you react to it while asking God for discernment. That's a good one, Kathy. That is a good one, Kathy. Thank you. I'm going to read that again. If you can't change the situation, listen to what Kathy is saying. If you can't change the situation, you have to change the way you react to it while asking God for discernment. Discernment. That's a good one, Kathy. Yeah, you have to change the way you respond to it. You have to change and say, Lord, help me to respond to this thing. Help me to grow with the change. That if some things we're not going to be able to change. And this is something that I say all the time, right? Learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable. And that's something that God has placed in my heart, guys, that I've had to learn to become comfortable being uncomfortable. Some things we cannot change. And I don't care how much you want to jump up and down and get upset about it. There are certain things that we are not going to be able to change. But we have to be willing to say, Lord, thy will be done. I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. And I'm going to do what you called me to do. I am going to trust you. Montreal says this. Our outcome is dependent on our outlook. All right, Montreal. If we look at our changes as only things to get through, we miss the beautiful work the Creator of all is doing in us. Okay. God's call for greatness will only be seen through having a clear vision that God is working. And be willing to let him work in us. That word, willing. That word, willing to let him work in us. It's all about our outlook. I'm going to either look at this glass as half full, or I'm going to look at this glass as half empty. And I'm going to tell you that, guys. I'm glad you shared that, Montreal. Thank you, guys. Montreal and Kathy. one of the things about it is that when I was looking at, when I was going through the things I was going through, and I looked at the glass half empty, I wasn't being thankful. I wasn't thanking God for what I had. I was looking at things that I did not have or things I thought that I needed. Instead of saying, you know what, let me look at this and say, thank you, Lord. Thank you for keeping me in the midst of the storm. Thank you, Lord, for keeping me. And I'm going to tell you this. I was speaking with a friend last night, right? And I was talking about what I'd gone through and for a second. And he was saying, you know, while you were going through, I was looking and seeing all the things that God was doing in your life. And it really struck me. Because that was something that this period of time I'd gone through a few years ago, I thought was like the worst time of my life. Here's one of my buddies on the outside looking in was like, and you did X, Y, Z, and God did this. And I looked at that as one of the worst times in my life. It's your perception. Am I going to look at this thing as half full and give thanks to God? Or am I going to look at it as half empty? You know, not able to move because I'm looking at this thing from a negative aspect. You know, Montrell says this, if we look at our changes as only things to get through, we miss the beautiful work the Creator of all is doing in us. You know, sometimes, guys, we're wondering why we don't move forward, right? We're wondering how come we can't move forward in things, God. And sometimes it's because we miss the good things that God's trying to do, that God is doing. Not trying to do the things that God is doing in our lives today. We're missing that. We're holding on to yesterday, not appreciating today. Therefore, we will not get to tomorrow and have a happy ending because we're so focused on things of old, things behind us. You know, Brian, how you guys doing tonight? You guys doing well tonight? Hope you guys are doing well. And I appreciate you guys being here. And also, guys, please share this video on your pages. You know, and I hope you guys are being blessed tonight. 2 Corinthians 8:12, this is what Brian is sharing. It says, for if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. All right. Who would have known that that's exactly what I was pretty much almost just talking about? Thank you for that, Brian. For if the willingness is there, the gift is acceptable according to what one has, not according to what one does not have. You know, God, listen, I don't know about you guys, but I'm encouraged, and I know that God wants us to continue to move forward. So you can grow with the change. Now, I don't think I even typed that, so I apologize. You can grow with the change. I always talk about growing, going through something. God was like, how about grow with it? You can grow with the change. And being with, listen to this, friction does not equal the enemy. Sometimes we think that when things don't go the way we expect them to go, that it's the enemy. God what? God pressures us. God uses pressure. God uses pressure. He uses things. He prunes us, right? And that's that word. I need to make sure I am right my words so I can understand them. God prunes us, right? God prunes us. So friction is not always equal to enemy. God prunes us. Sometimes he has to cut some things. He has to trim some things in order for us to grow and grow healthy. It's like a tree, right? Pruning. Montrell says this. I heard a minister say, as Christians, we need to get to the point where we don't see the cup as half empty or half full. He said, we should see that with God, our cup runneth over. Montrell, can I throw this thing at you? All right. All right, Kathy. Y'all are on it. Woo! Kathy says, if you change your mind, it will change your perspective. That's right. You have to be willing to change it. You have to be willing to change it. I hope someone's getting it tonight. You have to be willing to change your mind. I'm going back to what Montrell said real quick. I heard a minister say, as Christians, we need to get to the point where we don't see the cup as half empty or half full. He said we should see that with God, our cup runs over. And that's the word of God, right? My cup, our cup runs over. That's a good one, Montrell. That's a good one. I'm going to meditate on that one. You know, listen to this, guys. How many of you guys want to progress? You want to become different. You want to become better than you are right now. You want to become the best version of yourself. You want to become the man or woman of God or woman of God that you have dreamed or desired to become. Reggie says, LOL. I know. Listen. Yeah, I'm going to focus on that. Our cup runs over. That's a good one. That is a good one. You know, we talk about cup half empty and half full. I'm going to come back to that one. Third point. I hope you guys are enjoying it tonight. In order, tell me what you guys think about this. In order to become, right, you must accept and embrace who you are and the person God wants you to become. You know, when I talk about this, guys, yeah, I put it out there. What's going on, Felicia, Paul, Shrika, Peter? In order to become, you must accept and embrace who you are and the person God wants you to become. Kathy says, yeah, it's about living in the overflow. It's about living in the overflow. And it's all in your perspective, how you, that's a good way of looking at it. I'm starting looking at it like that. Cup runneth over, yes. But the whole point about cup empty, half full, is how you look at it. I can be positive, negative. That's taking it to the next level. Cup overflows. In order to become what? To become that person you desire to become. To become that man or woman of God that you've been planned to become. To become the best version of you. You got to be willing to accept. So sometimes you have to be willing to say, this is where I'm at right now. Not making it into a big spiritual thing, over-spiritualizing it. This is where I'm at right now. Lord, keep it real with the Lord. Lord, I'm struggling with X, Y, and Z. Lord, I'm going through this. Lord, I'm so thankful for what you've blessed me with. This is what I'm dealing with now. You have to be willing to accept where you are. Embrace who you are. This is where I'm at, Lord. This is who I am. Please help me. And the person God wants you to become, you must be willing to accept it, embrace it, and then move into that person that God desires you to become. And that comes with allowing God to use you. That comes with allowing, being willing for God to work in us. You know, embrace the person you want to become. Sometimes we might not feel like we are there, right? But we strive, we press. Philippians 3:13 and 14. My brother and I count not myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do. What? Forgetting those things that are behind me and reaching forth toward those things that are before me, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Listen, guys, humility goes a long, long way. And being able to get to a point where you say, you know what, Lord, this is who I am right now. This is what I'm dealing with. But, Lord, I'm trusting you. Please help me to make those steps I need to make in order to become the person you desire me for me to become. I am willing. I'm willing and I'm open. You know, sometimes people say, you can't. I heard this preacher say this. You can't move forward if you're not willing to accept where you are right now. How can you expect God to move in your life if you're not willing to say, Lord, I'm struggling with this? Or if you can't be real with God, how can you say you need to be delivered if you're not willing to say what you need to be delivered from? You know, that's something to think about. My brother Greg is on. Hey, my brother Greg says, a little long, why are we here? To bring glory to God and to point others to him. All right. That being said, have you ever wondered why the book of Job is in the Bible? In a fallen world, we are told life will be full of struggles. When you struggle, you want someone with experience to speak into your life. How can you be used if you don't have experience? I think this is what James means when he says, consider it joy when you face trials. That experience gives you value to speak love and truth and really help others. Amen, Greg. Amen, bro. That's a good one right there. Amen. Mike, you know, because someone asked me the other, one of my aunts, my play aunt Rosetta, spiritual aunt, she asked me if I could change things, what I went through a few years ago, would I change it? Thanks, Greg, for sharing this. It goes back to, it's going back to what I was about to say, where I'm about to go. And I said, I will go through it again. Because if I never went through the place where I felt that I had lost everything or I was going to lose everything, or I was at my lowest, I wouldn't be the person I am today. So, like I said, count it all joy when you face trials. Yeah. Count it all joy. Because I would not be where I'm at right now. I don't feel I would be able to reach because I hadn't gone through that particular, those particular things I had gone through then. It was a very, very dark period in my life, but I praise God that God brought me out and God brought me through so I can help someone else. So I can help someone else along the way. Thank you, bro. Thank you for sharing that. I'm going to share this with you because I read this morning, and this is on my page, right? And it says this. I saw this on a friend's page. Change is very hard, but it is necessary. Those who are willing to change are the people who will grow. And then I saw this right here. I read this the other day, last night. One day, you will tell your story of how you've overcome what you're going through now, and it will become part of someone else's survival guide. Isn't that amazing? You know, the struggle is real, but God is bigger than that, right? The struggle is real, but God is real. God is bigger than that. Guys, you know what? One thing that God told me in this season, and it was this, trust the process. Trust the process. Trust the process. Trust that God is going to bring you through. Trust that nothing is too hard for God. Trust that change will come. In the morning, like I saw, the change will come in the morning by the whiners. In the morning, change will come. It will be all over in the morning. You know, it's going to, and I had to live my life with that whole statement through that time. I was going through trust the process. Trust the process. And I thought about, you know, the process. You know what I thought about, guys? I thought about the whole thing about diamonds, right? You've heard the statement, diamond in the rough, right? Diamonds in the rough. A diamond does not look like it does in its end state. Let's see, the diamond, this is a three-part process. I found this online on medium.com. I'd give medium.com. And it talks about this. According to Life Science, to make a diamond, there's a three-step process. Once found, the diamond is put under pressure. It's put under pressure of 700 and 25,000 pounds per square inch. Once found, the diamond is put under pressure of 725 pounds per square inch. Two, it is also put under extreme heat of 2,200 Fahrenheit. Then they cut it. The point is this. A diamond goes through a whole bunch, right? A diamond in the rough. It does not look anything. It does not look, I got to tell my auntie, you cannot call me, cannot call me now. You know, so, so guys, listen to this, that diamond in the rough, you're going through something, right? You're going through something. The whole thing about in order to become, you must be willing to accept and embrace who you are and the person God wants you to become. Trust the process. Trust the process. You've got to be willing to trust the process. You're willing to trust the process. You know, and that's the biggest thing right now. You've got to be willing to trust the process. Trust the process. You know, that whole thing about diamond, guys. Can you imagine that's a lot of pressure, right? 725,000 pounds per square inch. That's a lot of pressure, right? Also put under extreme heat of 2,200 Fahrenheit. And then they cut it. You know, being cut and going through that, that's a lot in order to get a diamond. What I'm saying is this. You got just like that process of making and creating a diamond, you have to be willing to go through the process. You have to be willing to go through the ups and the downs. You know, sometimes we want the end result, but we don't want to have to go through that process. But in order to change, being willing to change, in order to grow, in order to become. So if you want the end result, but you have to be willing to go through that thing. What's going on, Rod? Thank you, Rod. I'm going to tell you, thank you for coming through. Erica, Lavera, Georgette, Ralph. You know, tonight we're talking about being willing to change in order to grow, in order to become. Time heals all wounds. Have you guys heard that? Time heals all wounds. Sometimes you got to just let go of hurt and past disappointment. Because sometimes when you're trying to move forward, you can't move forward when you're always looking back. You can't move forward in things, God, if you're always looking back. I got my Aunt Rosetta on. What's going on, Auntie? Time heals all wounds. Let go of your hurt, pain, disappointments. No longer a victim. It's how you look at everything. Are you a victim, or is God using, is God doing what he's going to do in your life? And are you going to keep on moving? Are you going to keep moving, or are you going to stop? Are you going to keep pressing forward, or are you going to stop? Those are coming on. We're talking about being willing to change in order to grow, in order to become. Sometimes, guys, we want the end result, but we don't want to have to go through. We don't have to want to go through any of that stuff. We don't want to have to go through all the pressures. We don't want to have to go through being cut. We don't want to have to go through the heat. But we have to trust that God has us even in the midst of those situations, because it really comes in our lives to help us to grow and for us to help someone else. Just like my brother Greg was saying. This is something that Brian just shared. John 16:33. Jesus says this. I have told you these things so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Be encouraged. Thank you, Brian, for that word, Brian. Be encouraged. Take heart. Jesus has overcome the world. Guess what? Trust the process. Know that he has you. Move forward. You can't receive everything God has for you in your new season if you're always looking back, holding on to pain, let go of dead weight. That's one thing that my aunt Rosetta was telling me early today. You got to let go of the dead weight. Sometimes, guys, we're carrying around dead weight. We're wondering, why aren't we becoming that person? How come we are not becoming those people that we've been praying to become? And sometimes it's because we're holding on to dead weight. Sometimes because we're not willing to let go. But what would happen? What would be the worst thing that would happen today if you're willing to let go of dead weight? Dead weight. Relationships and friendships that no longer serve a purpose in our life. Because sometimes, guys, the same people that we're trying to keep are the same people who are keeping us, or we're allowing to keep us from moving forward. Then we wonder, how come I can't change? If you're hanging around someone who's negative, are you going to expect them to speak life into your life, into your situation? If you're hanging around people who don't have good fruit, who aren't trying to help you to become better, who aren't trying to help themselves become better, sometimes you have to let go of dead weight and dead situations. so you can move forward. Move forward. You know, we're in a new season. I don't know about you, but I'm in a new season, right? And one of the things I've had to learn is that it's okay to change. Change is good. Change is good. It's all in how you look at it. But moving forward does not mean, I want to tell you this, but even before I go there, I must read what Montrell is saying. Montrell says this: precious materials like diamonds, pearls, and even gold have to go through a lot just to get to the precious state. Yes. Diamonds have pressure, pearls come from the demise of the oyster, and pure gold has to go through extreme fires to burn out impurities. Everything we go through will make us precious and priceless for God's plan for us. Amen, Montrell. Amen. So wonderfully stated. You know, and the whole thing about it is that we just have to be willing to say, I'm going to trust you. I'm going to trust you. Now, I am going to say this, and I wasn't going to say it at first, but I'm going to say it. Moving forward does not mean being quiet about injustice. Sometimes you will have to stand for what is right. Just don't let bitterness take root in your heart. Speak your truth. Speak the truth. Do not remain silent because you're not the direct object of abuse or discrimination. I'm going to tell you this. I mean, moving forward and becoming an agent of change, right? There's some things that I observed some years ago. I observed it. And you try to be there for people when they're going through or when they're going through things that are not fair, right? And, but then it's another thing when you're the one going through. You know, you say, do unto others as you have them do unto you, right? Sometimes, guys, as Christians, we have to be willing to say, look, that is not right. Let's do better. That's not right. We've got to do better. This is not right. As my aunt would say, where do we do that at? As my other friends would say, where do they do that? Where do they do that? Do not remain silent. This is one thing that Jesus told me today. Share my heart. God put in my heart. Do not remain silent because you are not the direct object of abuse or discrimination. You have to speak the truth, speak God's word, stand on it, and listen to this. If people don't receive it, you wipe your feet off, shake the sand off, the dust off your feet, and keep it moving. But listen to this, guys. We have to be willing to stand up for righteousness. We have to be willing to stand up for honesty, truth, and equality for everyone. And that's just something we just got to be willing to do. You know, I'm throwing that out there. I'm throwing that out there. Listen to this. My last point tonight is this. Your willingness to change, to grow, and to become will be your blessing. It will become your blessing, your willingness. You know, it goes with what Montrell said. Montrell's last sentence that she stated was this, that she wrote, everything we go through will make us precious and priceless for God's plan for us. There's a blessing. There's a blessing in saying, you know what? I'm going to stay committed to this change. I'm going to see this thing through because I want to become the person God has called me to become. How many of you guys are right there? How many of you guys are right there where you're saying, you know what? I want to do what God has called me to do. This is what I want to do. How many of you guys are there? You know, the blessing will come when you get when you're on the other side and you've gone through that thing. You know, I'm gonna tell you this. You might not see it now, but you will see the results on the other side of through. There's a gospel song, On the Other Side of Through. You know, I've got the artist's name from Atlanta, Georgia. But listen, you might not see it. When I was going through what I was going through, guys, I had no idea that I would be sitting where I'm at right now. I had no idea that this is the type of work that God was going to open up for me. But I'm saying, Lord, I will go, and it takes me out of my comfort zone and learning to become comfortable being uncomfortable because there are some things in our lives we cannot change. But we can change the way we look at it. We can ask God to help us to look at it from his angle, you know, and looking at everything positively. Lord, help me to see the grace you've given me. You know, so my last point tonight is this. Your willingness. You guys doing okay tonight? To change, to grow, and to become will become your blessing. Without going through, in order to have a testimony, you have to go through a test. You might have a test in order to have a testimony. And if you haven't gone through anything, it's hard to say God will make a way. You know, but I want to encourage you tonight not to become distracted by persons, places, or things, right? The enemy will try to get your attention to prevent you from growing into the person God wants you to become. You think that the enemy is just sitting there just waiting? All right, Sonia. Sonia's on it. Sonia is on it. Sonia wrote this, guys. Is it James? Yes, Sonia. It's James Bignum. I'm dropping the mic for you. Thank you, Sonia. James Bignum, on the other side of through. And that is I love that song, On the Other Side of Through. Yeah, Sonia says, I didn't want to go through anything. That's true. Yeah, that's true. I understand that. I was there, too. I was just thinking I wasn't going to say it. Somebody said that's true. I didn't want to go through anything. I was not thinking I was going to go through anything. I was like, okay, Lord, you know, yes, God will make a way. Now, I've seen God do miracles in my life, okay? God's been with me every day, every day I can remember, right? Now I'll just say this. I'll go say something. I will say this. I wasn't gonna say it, but yeah, I didn't want to go through anything either, Sonia. I did not want to go through anything. I just thought, like, I don't know what I was thinking. You know, I would have had. That has to be right there. I'm gonna just keep on moving with that. I'm gonna focus on that one after this time together. But don't become distracted by persons, places, or things. Just know you have an enemy. Know the enemy is trying to keep you from growing. But we're not going to focus on the enemy. We're going to focus on God. We're going to focus on the cup runneth over, right? Somebody said she had her first true test about 3 years ago. Listen, I mean, I've gone through the test, right? But I was just living so idealistically. Realistically, guess what? It's just like that scripture that Brian says. When Jesus said, look, I have overcome the world. You're going to have struggles. You don't believe that you will have struggles, but know that God has conquered. Know that Jesus has gone through. He's conquered. You know, John 10:10 says this. The thief comes only to steal and kill and destroy. I have come that they may have life and have it to the full. Just know that God sent Jesus. He came that we might have life and have it to the full. And this whole thing is this. When you understand you have an enemy, you understand that you cannot make it without the Lord. We cannot live this life for God without him. And, you know, we have to allow him to become Lord. We have to allow him to be Lord. We'd be willing to say, you know, I'm going to submit to God. I'm going to submit to him as Lord. Not just Savior. We say, Lord, you're my Savior. You're my Savior. Jesus, you're my Savior. But how about Lord? And we have to be willing to allow him to change us. We have to be willing to go through the heat. We have to be willing to go through the fire. We have to be willing to go through the uncomfortability. And becoming uncomfortable. We have to be willing to do that. Montreal says this, I thought I would only go through the easy things. But God said, easy tests does not go with the plan to be great for God. Greatness comes with hardness. All right, Montrell. Ah, all right, you guys are, whoo. Yeah, somebody said that's his job. Yeah, that's the enemy's job, all right? That's the enemy's job. Somebody says, yes, indeed, I focus on God. This season is to shift. It's to shift. Our focus. God is pruning. Yeah, God is pruning. You know, and I have to be willing to say, whew. Oh, somebody says, oh, I'm posting that. That's right. I know, right? Let me tell you this. I just thought. Y'all about to get me excited here. Whoo! God is, let me tell you this, guys. I'm being honest. What I'm going through right now is really, really, I'm not even giving that victory. I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the doors of God's opening. And I want to tell you this, guys. When you're willing to change in order to grow, in order to become, God will reveal things to you. And the things that he reveals to you, believe him. Believe him. Believe the things that God shows you when you're going through the things that you're going through. So as you're allowing him to change you, as you're growing, and you're becoming the men and women that God has called you to become, just know that God is going to show you things. When he shows you things and he exposed things, people around you, trust and believe him. Trust and believe him. Amen, Sonia. Trust and believe the things that God shows you and that God is showing you. Because God is showing you so the enemy cannot come and kill, steal, and destroy you because you're not even open to hearing what God is trying to say and trying to do in your life. Someone said last week, and I think it might have been Montrell, or Montrell might say it was my other friend who came through last week, that we get our focus, we talk about breastplate of righteousness, right? We get our focus of the darts of the enemy, where the darts come from, that the enemy comes in and sneaks, because we're so focused on the darts. So he says, yes, discernment is real. Discernment is real. And when God shows you, don't act shocked. I was like, Lord. What? And God's like, don't act shocked. I told you what was going to happen. I showed you what was going to happen. And I was listening, doing what he told me to do. And in the end, God said, boom. There it is. Whoop. There it is. So in being willing to change in order to grow, in order to become, we got to listen to the things that God is sharing, showing us about other people and about ourselves. Let's not forget about the things about ourselves because we're not perfect. You know, we are going through the process, and we have to be willing to submit to that fire, to that pressure, to that change, to being cut, to being dissected. So listen, it's like and being humble and becoming humble and saying, Lord, I cannot do this without you. I can't change myself. Only you can change me, but I'm going to submit to you. I'm going to submit to the Holy Spirit. I'm going to submit to what you're trying to do in my life. I'm going to submit to you what you're trying to teach me. And those doors that you're closing, I'm going to allow those doors to close. The doors that you're opening, I'm going to allow those doors to open because I want to be used by you. You cannot grow without being pruned. You can't grow without having a test. And if you fall, get back up. If you fall, get that up. If you fall, get back up. Get back up. You know, and I say that before, because guys, in the whole process of changing, in the whole process of allowing God to change us and submitting to him and being willing to grow in order to become, sometimes we have some trial and errors, right? Don't focus on the trials, on the errors. Learn from them and keep it moving. As my aunt said tonight, Aunt Rosetta, don't waddle in the past. Don't waddle in the mess. Don't waddle when you fall. Do not waddle in it. Get up and keep it going. Do not wade in the water. You remember wade in the water? Don't waddle in it. Don't wade in it. Get on up. You mess up, get back up. You know, and this is a song called A Broken Spirit and a Contrite Heart. You will not despise. You will not despise. You desire truth in the inward parts, a broken spirit, and a contrite heart. It goes like this. A broken spirit and a contrite heart, you will not despise. You will not despise. You desire truth in the inward heart. A broken spirit and a contrite heart. That's a good song. I love that song. A broken spirit and a contrite heart. You will not despise. You will not despise. You desire truth in the inward parts, a broken spirit and a contrite heart. You know, guys, if we're saying, Lord, please help me. Please forgive me for my sins. Please help me to become the person you would have. Help me to become the person you would have me to become. In all humility, just allow God to work in your life. Allow God to work in your life. When you can be honest and say, this is my struggle, Lord, help me, then you can change. But you have to be willing to say, Lord, I'm struggling in this area. Lord, I'm struggling in this. Please help me to become the person you would have me to become. Don't resist the change. Change is not going to happen by osmosis, right? First point. Second point, you can grow with the change. I would say through the change. God's like, stop saying through. Grow with it. Become flexible. Be willing to go with the flow of how God is moving in your life. Be willing to go with the flow. Being willing to go with the flow that God has the best for you. Being willing to go with the flow. Go with the flow, go with the flow, go with the flow. And be willing to say, Lord, I'm going to trust you in this thing I'm going through. I'm going to trust you. If you haven't trusted him and you're saying, Lord, you're saying, G, Reverend G, which way? How do I do that? Or they just say, look, Lord, please forgive me. I'm a sinner. And I believe that you gave your life for me. You died on the cross for my sins. I believe that God the Father raised you up from the dead 3 days later with all power and glory in heaven and earth. And I pray that you'll come into my life. I pray that you'll come into my heart. And I pray that you'll be Lord and Savior in my life. I open up my heart to you, and I pray that you'll use me for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. It's that simple. I just want to encourage you, as long as you have breath, it's never too late to change. Be willing to change in order to grow. You want to grow, right? In order to grow, in order to become. You know, change does not happen by osmosis. You got to do something. You can grow with the change. What's going on, William? In order to become, you must accept and embrace who you are and the person God wants you to become. And then your willingness to change, to grow, and to become will become your blessing. Just say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for the good, for the bad. Thank you for the rough times, the smooth times. But listeners, just know that you're not alone. Sonya says this. Whoop, there it is. I told you not to. I read that. All right, Sonya. You know, but you know, you learn. The whole thing is that you learn. The whole thing is that we learn. I know we've gone over about 10 minutes, and I appreciate you guys for being here. I want to send a shout out to my mother and some of you guys who come through. I appreciate it. Tanya, Johnny, Daisy, D. Bernard, Pastor, hey, Stephen, Felicia, Darlene, Paul, Sharika, and I appreciate you guys who have stayed with me throughout this time tonight. Lion, and please share this on your pages, guys. I appreciate you guys coming through. See William, So he says, yes, Lord, my soul says yes, my heart says yes, my mind says yes. Trust the process. Yes, trust the process. Trust my brother Greg Banks. They say life is 20% what happens to you and 80% is how you react. What's going on, Wayne? If that's true, then 80% of life is a choice. All right. You choose how good or bad it is, but how you choose to focus. All right. In pain, choose to look for someone to help who needs it. All right. Now listen, he's giving me some steps. Greg, you're giving us some steps. In pain, choose to look for someone to help who needs it. It puts your problem trial in the background and shows so much more love to those you help when they see you your sacrifice and obedience to help them during your trial. God bless you, my brother. Thank you for your transparency. Bro, thank you, Greg. Thank you, Greg. Love you, man. Love you guys. Give your wife my love. Hope to see you guys soon. Next time I come down there. He gave us something to think about. Gave us something to do. In pain, choose to look for someone to help who needs it. So if you're going through some pain, you're going through some things, try what Greg is saying right now. In pain, choose to look for someone to help who needs it. It puts your problem trial in the background and shows so much more love to those you help when they see your sacrifice and obedience to help them during your trial. That's a great word right there, Greg. So you guys are going through something right now? Be willing to try that way, just like I said. Help someone. Do something different. You know, it's how you look at it. How you look at it. I love what he said. So if that's true, then 80% of life is a choice. That's great, Greg. That is great. You know, I pray God will bless you guys. I appreciate my little cousin Reggie coming through tonight. If he's still here, I appreciate you coming through, cuz. I love you. No, I love you. I haven't seen him in a while. I'm not going to say how long. But I appreciate you coming through here tonight. I appreciate it. Love you, man. My mom came through. I think she came through. And I'm going to say I love you guys. And I appreciate you guys for coming through. What you guys have shared is just remarkable. Just remarkable. And I was blessed. What are some takeaways that you guys are leaving with today? Sonya says this, when you are truly at peace and able to share love, you attract that. Okay, Sonya, I'm asking God to cleanse me and make me over. I want to attract love. Amen. Amen. And Sonya, falling in love with Jesus is the best thing I've ever done. You know, so I encourage you, when you fall in love with Jesus, and you open yourself to that, to his love, to God's love, and you have that discernment, you will attract that which you're asking God to attract. You know, praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Sonya. Thank you so much. I pray you guys are encouraged tonight. I pray that you will share this video on your pages. Those of you who are about to go and look at Greenleaf and go ahead and enjoy it. Those who are going to sleep, go ahead and go to sleep. I want to send out a prayer for those who have lost loved ones, those who have loved ones who are not doing well. Keep them in your prayers. Please keep my mom, continue to keep my mom in your prayers, guys. Please also keep my aunt, Bob, in your prayers as well. The prayers of righteous, the effectual fervent prayers of righteous man, the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. So please say a prayer. My family, I'm praying for you guys, for your families. I pray for those of my friends and family who are on Facebook, who are dealing with situations, who have lost loved ones or have loved ones in the hospital. I pray that God will bless and cover them. And I thank you for praying for me. Thank you so much, Sonya. You better say it. Love you guys. Be encouraged. God bless you. Again, thank you so much for your support and for your prayers. Have a great night. Yeah, Sean came through. Appreciate it. Cheryl, so many people came through. Montreal, thank you for those scriptures. Brian, Kathy, Paul, so many people came through. Thank you guys so much. God bless you. Be encouraged. I'm encouraged. Let's keep the conversation going, even offline. I still check it. God bless you, and have a great night.
Live from the D.C. Baltimore area, and this is the Heartland.